By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of I Love Islam, welcome back to our morning show. Wherever you are in the world watching this program, I hope you're well. I hope you're in the best state of health and iman. Those who are unwell, who are going through difficult patch in their life, I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal makes it easy for you and gives you peace and harmony in the coming days, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, in this morning show, we get opportunities to listen to the verses of the Quran, we get to listen to Kalam, we get short reminders. At the same time, we have one main topic that we discuss throughout the program as well. So subhanAllah, many things are coming up, inshallah. So keep, you know, watching Madani channel, stay tuned to rise and shine, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Before we move forward, inshallah, with our topic, I want to take this opportunity to pause for a moment and let's listen to the tilawat of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
اور تمہارا رب جانتا ہے جو ان کے سینوں میں چھپا ہے اور جو ظاہر کرتے ہیں.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
اور وہی ہے اللہ کہ کوئی خدا نہیں، اس کے سوا اسی کی تعریف ہے دنیا اور آخرت میں، اور اسی کا حکم ہے اور اسی کی طرف پھر جاؤ گے.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن جَعْلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ.
تم فرماؤ، بھلا دیکھو تو اگر اللہ ہمیشہ تم پر قیامت تک رات رکھے تو اللہ کے سوا کون خدا ہے جو تمہیں روشنی لا دے، تو کیا تم سنتے نہیں؟
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن جَعْلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
تم فرماؤ، بلا دیکھو تو اگر اللہ قیامت تک ہمیشہ دن رکھے تو اللہ کے سوا کون خدا ہے جو تمہیں رات لا دے جس میں آرام کرو، تو کیا تمہیں سوجتا نہیں؟
وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
اور اس نے اپنی مہر یعنی رحمت سے تمہارے لیے رات اور دن بنائے کہ رات میں آرام کرو اور دن میں اس کا فضل ڈھونڈو، اور اس لیے کہ تم حق مانو.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كنتم تزعمون
اور جس دن انہیں ندا کرے گا تو فرمائے گا کہاں ہیں میرے وہ شریک جو تم بکتے تھے.
وَنَزَعْنَا مِن كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا فَقُلْنَا هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ
اور ہر گروہ میں سے ہم ایک گواہ نکال کر فرمائیں گے اپنی دلیل لاؤ تو جان لیں گے کہ حق اللہ کا ہے اور ان سے کوئی جائیں گی جو بناوٹیں کرتے تھے.
إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم
بے شک قارون موسا کی قوم سے تھا پھر اس نے ان پر زیادتی کی.
وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة
اور ہم نے اس کو اتنے خزانے دیے جن کی کنجیاں ایک زور آور جماعت پر بھاری تھیں.
اذ قال له قومه لا تفرح ان اللہ لا يحب الفرحین
جب اس سے اس کی قوم نے کہا اترا نہیں بے شک اللہ اترانے والوں کو دوست نہیں رکھتا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear viewers of Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah, we just had the opportunity to listen to the tilawat of the glorious Quran as well as the translation from Kanzul Iman of our Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Subhanallah, whenever you hear the verses of the Quran, it gives you peace and tranquility. It gives you some form of happiness. You know, the inner peace that we normally look for. You know, we look for the peace in many other things. But the peace and harmony that we can find, that we need, is in the Quran-e-Pak. So we need to connect ourselves with the glorious Quran and listen to the verses with translation. Alhamdulillah, in today's tilawat, we heard some of the beautiful verses of Surah Qasas. If you are a regular viewer of Rise and Shine, you will know that Alhamdulillah, we listen to the tilawat in continuation. So where we left off yesterday, we just continued from there today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And Subhanallah, in today's tilawat, there was a mention about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, we had chance to talk about, to hear about the power of Allah Ta'ala. For example, where I've come from, it's nice and bright day. Subhanallah, the sun was shining and it was a nice, beautiful day, Alhamdulillah, you know, as I come to the studio. However, you know, just for a moment, think, you know, if this bright, sunny day, you know, it just continued and it was evening, but the sun didn't set. It just stayed sunny throughout the whole night period as well. There was no darkness, there was no night. There was no time for us to rest. There was no time for us to sleep. And it was just bright and night, bright day. It was sunny throughout our life. Now, if that was the case, then, you know, as a human being, how would we rest? Allah Ta'ala has made the night for us to rest, to sleep, to pause, to, you know, throughout the whole day, you know, we always keep ourselves in so many activities. At the end of the day, we get tired. We need some form of reflection. We need to pause. We need to snooze off. And our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, is the one who created the night. He created the day. He created the night for us so we can benefit from them. And at the same time, the day and night, and then the next following day, then the night, turnover that we see every single day of our life, this is a sign of the qudrah, the power of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is something we should look and always reflect and say, Subhanallah, I thank you Allah Ta'ala. Pay gratitude, say thanks to Allah Ta'ala. Because every day that, you know, we wake up in the morning and we breathe and we can see, we can talk to each other, is a means of thanking Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala increase His blessings for us in this day, and may Allah Ta'ala allow us to reap the benefits of this day, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May this day become a means of betterment for those, for this dunya and the akhirah as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, you know, in our day, we should have, obviously our Muslim day should start with Salah in the morning. Fajr namaz, no, we need to make sure we read that every single day, and then we should recite the tilawat of the Quran. At the same time, there's something else that we should be doing every single day, and that is we should recite litanies, urad and wazaif, the azkar that we should recite every day. And one of them is we should just for a moment allocate a certain time and recite Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, when we recite Durood-e Pak, it's a means of great blessings and rahmah from Allah Ta'ala. At the same time, if someone is lazy, he's in a gathering where he sits, and in the whole gathering, there's no one who remembers Allah Ta'ala, who doesn't remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't recite salawat, them people are very unfortunate. And they are, you know, they are losing out. They're losing out from great reward and blessings that they could have gained by reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they remain to, you know, indulge themselves in other activities. You know, as a Muslim, we need to make sure whenever you're in a gathering, whenever you sit in a discussion, we should always make sure at least once, you know, we should recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because according to one narration, those people who sit in a gathering and they don't remember Allah Azza wa Jal and they don't recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is up to Allah Ta'ala how He wished to deal with them on the day of Qiyamah. If He wishes to punish them or if He wishes to forgive them, it is up to Allah Ta'ala. But this shows you the importance of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just for a moment, let's just pause. With love, affection and focus, let's recite Durood-e Pak again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, whenever you recite Durood-e Pak, it gives you happiness and it gets you closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, today's topic is very beautiful. It's very close to the heart of a Muslim. Because today, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be talking about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the essence of our iman, subhanallah. And today, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be talking about from the life of Ala Hazrat, our grand master, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the reviver of the 14th Islamic century, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. And we will be talking about one certain aspect of his life, which is his profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, this is something that inshallah we will be talking about today. And at the same time, we will try to refreshen our iman as well. We'll try to connect ourselves with the beautiful, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll try to rekindle the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before that, let's listen to a kalam that has been prepared for us today from our Madani channel team. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جا
جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں
ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی
بندہ پروری ہو
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے
سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے
نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ
ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام that we have just heard, subhanallah, and it was about the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was full in love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers and viewers of Rise and Shine, you're watching this morning show on Madani channel. Wherever you are, please, whilst you're having your breakfast or you're doing something, please keep your focus to this program as well, because today we are going to talk about something special. I will, inshallah, azawajal, share a beautiful incident from the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, which deserves a full attention, which deserves a full focus, because inshallah, azawajal, this will become a means of our increasing our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the essence of our iman, because there is no iman, there is no faith if there is no love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's that's how clear it is. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so important to the heart of a Muslim. Subhanallah, wherever you go in the world, regardless of which language you speak, which culture you belong to, when we meet and we see the glimpses of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, moving from his lips, or from, you know, from his appearance, we can see that this individual has the sunnah lifestyle. Subhanallah, as soon as you look at a person, as soon as you see the smile of a Muslim, it becomes enough reason for us to share love with that individual. You fall in love, subhanallah, you get connected. Why? Because our love, our connection point is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Therefore, my dear brothers, as a Muslim, we should try to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we do the dhikr of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we could talk about various aspects of his life. We could talk about his birth, his childhood, his passion for seeking knowledge, his services for deen, his efforts in delivering speeches and talking to various scholars, and we could talk about how he defends the teachings of Islam through literature, through speech. However, if we don't talk about his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this dhikr is incomplete. Why? Because Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that individual who you can say is a symbol of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's an icon. He's an icon of Ishqi Rasul. Because whenever you think about this individual, those who've studied about him, those who are aware of this personality, they will know that this individual, this personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is an icon of love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is something we see throughout his life. From the young age, from the age of 6, when he delivered a very lengthy talk in front of a large audience, what was it about? It was about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was about the birth, the blessed maulid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That shows you from a young age, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instilled in his heart, in his soul. Subhanallah. And then as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat grew, you know, when he became an adult, and if you look at the works, you will see the reflection of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through various aspects of his life. And one of the aspects is his poetry. Subhanallah, he is one of the great poets, you know, of Islam, of the last century as well. Subhanallah, in particular, he himself has mentioned that he has wrote many kalam, many poems, you know, about Islam, about the praise of Allah Ta'ala, about the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, there are some couplets, some poems that have been lost because they were not able to, they were not preserved, they were not looked after well, or something happened that they were lost. However, the collection of his poems, subhanAllah, his poetry that we have in modern day, even a century later, subhanAllah, we have a collection of his praising in the court of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's in the name of the masterpiece that we have is Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish, subhanAllah. And just to show you, just to give you a glimpse of how much he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself mentions that once some people came to him, and because he was a very top class poet, he used to write poems, and he was something that people used to read, and they used to admire. Even the great poets of the time, they used to admire his poetry. So there was an individual, there was a rich man who people used to write poems about. They used to write praises of this rich man. And then this, in return, this rich man would give him so much luxury. He would give him a lot of wealth. So what happened? Some group of people, they came in the court of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they requested him that, oh Ala Hazrat, oh Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you're a very beautiful person. You write the kalams at such a high class. Why don't you write a praise about this particular rich man? And he was called Nanpara. Why don't you write about this individual? Why don't you write a praise about him? And in return, he will give you so much wealth. And that's something you could use. Possibly, they probably were trying to entice him that maybe you could use that wealth for the sake of deen. At the first glance, it looks, There's nothing wrong with that. If I can write a poem about someone, and if he becomes happy in return, he can load me with so much wealth. Why don't I write something? This type of thought can come to someone's mind if he, money talks. When money comes in the way, even the very humble individuals, people with high spirituality, they shake. And this has been seen in the past, in the history. If you look at, I'm going to give you just a quick glance of the past. If you look at Bal'am bin Ba'ura at the time of Musa al-Islam, what happened to him? He was someone of high spirituality, but it was the lust of the wealth, what people offered him, that destroyed him. Look at Qarun. Qarun was an individual. If you look at his family background, he was one of the relative of Musa al-Islam, and he was also, like you could say, an Islamic scholar of Torah. He was a reciter of Torah. He was like a humble and pious individual. But what happened to him? When money came, it destroyed him. He became one of the first individuals who went against the ruling of zakat. Yeah, and that just led him to destruction. Yeah, so money, it affects a lot of people. However, when this question was raised in the court of Ala Hazrat, or request came that, oh Allah Hazrat, why don't you write a poetry in the praise of this rich man, and in return, he will give you a lot of wealth. Allah Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, who was, you could say, he had profound love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and whenever he lifted his pen, it was in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he could have never thought of anything like this. It wasn't that he used to write poetry for the sake of writing poetry. The poetry was, the words that came on his lips, because of deep love and affection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So when he was given this request, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to them very clearly, no matter what you say, what you offer, I will never write praise about any worldly rich man, because I am sold. I am a beggar in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I will praise anything, if I will say any words of mine, then they will be in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And during that moment, sometimes people, you do think, someone's given you an offer, you consider, you think, Even if you reject the offer, you still think about it. That offer came. How dare they offer me something like that? How could they even think that I'm going to write a praise about some world rich man? Yeah. These type of thoughts come to your mind. So in response, you can say, was a reaction of this request. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote a beautiful kalam. And in the kalam, he wrote this couplet. Subhanallah, this was an expression of, you can say, like a message to those people who came to request to him to write a praise about a worldly man. He says, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, Inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Lillahil hamd, me dunya se musalman gaya. Subhanallah. You know, if you were to analyze this particular couplet, you will find that in this couplet, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala is expressing his sentiments. He's saying that, for me, there's only one personality. There's only one personality that I love and admire, and that is enough for me. I don't need anyone else. I don't need to focus towards someone else. I don't need to turn my attention to someone else. There is only one central focus of my life, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if I was to die in this state, if I was to die as a Muslim in the profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I say alhamdulillah to that. I thank Allah Ta'ala, that is it. That's what I need. I don't need anything else. Subhanallah. And in that same poem, he continues, Allahu Akbar, when this is like a response to those people who came to give a request about that poem. He writes that, Subhanallah, you know this beautiful kalam, this is a kalam called, Wo kamale husne huzoor hai, کہ گمانِ نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں. So this was the kalam that he wrote in the response of that particular request. And this was full of full of love and respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in particular to his beauty, to his excellence, beauty and perfection. And he writes that the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is absolutely perfect and flawless. There's no defect, there's no fault in the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One cannot even think of a fault in it. The stem of every flower has thorns, but the fragrant flower of Amina's flower bed is the only one which is absolutely free from thorns. Our Aqa Madini Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that flower which doesn't have any thorns. It's just flower, it's beautiful, it gives that fragrance. Subhanallah. And then in the second line of this, the couplet that I've recited early on, he says that similarly, every candle emits smoke. So every candle that you look at, you know, it gives smoke. And which is a sort of a flaw in it, you know. That's something we need to realize. Whenever you see a candle and there's a smoke emitting from it, that's a sign, that's like one sign of a flaw in it. However, our Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that bright candle in the blessed group of the Rusul, of the Prophets alayhi wa sallam, which is smokeless. There is no smoke in it. Subhanallah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has created as perfection, as beauty, and there's no comparison with anything else. Subhanallah. And in that same couplet now, he says that those people who came to me and said, write a couplet about this individual, he says, he gives an answer to them. He says, Karoon madhe ahle duwal raza, pade is bala mein meri bala, main gada hoon apne kareem ka, Mera deen paarai na nahi. Subhanallah, in this couplet he says, why should I admire the rich? Why should I praise this individual who's nothing to me? You know, he's not an attraction to me. Why should I praise him? He's nothing. I am the beggar in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm sold. You know, I'm sold. I'm the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't see anything else. I just see my master. And I, you know, he says that my deen, my faith, what do you think? How dare you come to me to offer me this, you know, this request? Why? Why did you come to me? Is my religion, my deen, my faith is not a piece of bread. Yeah, it's nothing small that whoever gives me, you know, throws money at me, yeah, and I'm going to go towards them. No, I'm sold. I'm a beggar in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In this short beginning, we heard the importance of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the life of Ala Hazrat. Subhanallah. After now, inshallah, we'll move to watching a short reminder. After the reminder, inshallah, I want to share with you a beautiful story from the life of Ala Hazrat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Speaking too much can land us into trouble. How so? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the one who secures his tongue, protects his tongue, safeguards his tongue, he is able to preserve his good deeds as well. And this is in opposition to that person who is carefree in this regard. He speaks whatever he likes. He speaks his mind. And he doesn't take himself to account in regards to what he speaks, who has this habit of speaking all the time. Generally speaking, a lot of times, such a person will end up backbiting other people. Because he just speaks for the sake of it. He enjoys it. Whereas a wise person will think before he speaks. Will this speech benefit me or not? Or will it land me in trouble? Therefore, we should try to protect our tongue at all costs on what we utter from this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Beautiful incident that took place. Remember, we are talking about that individual who throughout his whole life, from birth, from young age, you know, he was told one lesson, that is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you could see the reflection of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his character, through his literature, through his speeches. And subhanallah, you know, from a young age, he, you know, when you love someone, you know, automatically you tend to copy their characteristics. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, from a young age, he was drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst walking, he would walk according to the sunnah. And during, you know, the journeys, if there was any strange ladies or other people crossing by, he would look down. He would control his gaze. That was from a young age. That was something that was instilled in his heart. This individual, this personality that we are talking about, subhanAllah, just imagine that, you know, where we have millions and millions of people who are fortunate to perform the beautiful journey of Hajj and Umrah. And this is like something that, you know, that's the best moment of their life. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he traveled for this beautiful journey for the second time, this time, subhanallah, you know, his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such at height that, you know, he had just one wish. And when he, you know, after performing the Hajj, when he reached the beautiful, the sacred land of Madinatul Munawwara, and when he was front of the blessed resting place, the Muwajaha Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the late night, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kept reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many terms, with many words, and chose, selected salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just kept reciting. At the same time, there was one wish, there was one yearning that he had in his heart. Subhanallah. Just imagine for a moment, try to imagine that moment when this great Ashiq Rasul, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he's got the opportunity to stand in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah, and he's reciting salawat, durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending salam. And whilst he's doing this, he's building this feeling in his heart, this love, that I wish that my beloved Aqa, Madani Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bless me with his ziyarat. May I get this chance to see my beloved, the beloved that I love so much. My whole life may be sacrificed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in his love. And I just want to see my Aqa, the master that I follow, I believe. May I get this chance, this opportunity to see my beloved. SubhanAllah. You know, sometimes if you look at the levels of ishq, sometimes it goes to that level that, you know, you can't control yourself. And this feeling just overcomes you. SubhanAllah. Just imagine, you know, what type of feeling would Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will be going through them moments. Yeah, that he is in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then wishing and asking in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, please, bless me your beautiful vision. Ya Rasulullah, I want to see you. Ya Rasulullah, my eyes are not worthy. I want to see you. SubhanAllah. Allah Hazrat, the great Ashiqi Rasul, is in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and begging and asking for the ziyarat, for the opportunity to do ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this whole night continued, kept on reciting salawat and waiting for that chance, you know, hoping that now I'm going to get a chance to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ab karam hota hai. And now, you know, the door's going to be opened for me and I will be blessed to see Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. This whole night passed by having this thought and wish. However, it wasn't in his destiny. It wasn't for him to see Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam that night. And he left. And with this, you know, feeling of like, my wish has not been approved. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe it's not for me. Then next time, when he had the chance to come in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and during that journey, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he wrote a poem full of love and affection of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in that kalam, where he's expressing his feelings and at the same time he's wishing and asking the court of Aqa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, please have mercy upon me. Ya Rasulullah, please bless me with your ziyarat. Ya Rasulullah, I want to see you. Please have mercy on me. Ya Rasulullah, please do karam on me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was going through a very emotional feelings. But his wish didn't come true. And it was just, this love was just increasing. It was intensifying. His yearning, you know, he was going to a level that he was beyond control. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a kalam, Wosu'e la lazar phirte hain, Tere din ay bahar phirte hain. O spring, get delighted. Look, the sovereign of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming towards the flower bed. Allahu Akbar. And in this kalam, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is saying these words in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the last couplet, the closing words, he expresses his humility and humbleness and his, you could say, his feeling of, should I use the word regret, or not having that, you know, not being able to do the ziyarat, that feeling, you know, of deep love. He expresses in these words, Koi kyun puche teri baat raza? Koi kyun puche teri baat raza? Why should you be listened to? Why should you be listened to? Who are you? Who are you, you know, requesting in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam? You're nothing. Who are you? And he says, Koi kyun puche teri baat raza? Tujhse shayda hazar phirte. Allahu Akbar. In this second line, Tujhse shayda hazar phirte hai, the actual word that was mentioned here, which has been changed to Shaida here. Shaida means someone with, you could say, deeply in love. The actual words were, the word instead of Shaida, the word was Tujhse kutte hazar phirte hain. Tujhse sag, which means dog. There's so many dogs. In other words, he's like really pouring himself to the earth, down to the earth with humility. And he's saying, who are you? You're nothing. Who are you to ask in the court of Aqali Salatu Wasalam? And, you know, you're nothing. And, you know, when he was overfilled with this, you know, with this thought and this yearning, you know, to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the moment when, subhanallah, the doors of mercy are opened for him. Subhanallah, and Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had the opportunity, was blessed to do the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with physical eyes, with full wakefulness. It wasn't in a dream. Subhanallah, can you believe? Our great Imam, our Grand Master Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with a ziyara, being able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the state of wakefulness. Subhanallah. And this shows you the how much aqal he's accepted in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. You know, whilst we're talking about this great incident that took place in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, let us also try to build this feeling in our heart as well. You know, as a Muslim, you know, the Prophet that we follow, that we believe, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, we should have this feeling as well. So, gosh, that day, that moment comes in our life, that at night time when we go to sleep, our eyes rest, but may our hearts open. The eyes of the heart open, and may the doors open for us as well. May we get that opportunity before we die, before we leave this dunya. May we, for the sake of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, may we get this chance as well to do the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that we should be wishing for. We should ask in the court of Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, bless us that chance as well. Ya Allah, many people, many Ashikani Rasul have had the opportunity in the past. Ya Allah, open the doors for us as well. Definitely, we're not worthy of this. You know, we don't deserve this. So we are useless. Our tongues are dirty and filthy. They're impure. Our eyes are filled with sins. We're not worthy of this. But our Rabb is the one who can purify our eyes. Our Rabb is the one who can purify our heart, our tongues. Therefore, no, we shouldn't be hopeless. We should always have this wish, this hope. You know, may when our last moments come in our life, when it's time of death nearby, may the doors open for us as well. Throughout our life, the Aqa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we followed, we believed, we loved throughout our life. May we get this opportunity in the last moments of our life as well, that we get the chance to do ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that we should be wishing for. This is something serious, something that we should be asking in the court of Allah ta'ala, inshallah, azawajal, and also requests, we should request in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, whenever we talk about ishqi Rasul and Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, you know, it makes you emotional. No, it reminds you, you know, just remembering these moments, you know, they are means of increasing your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the reason why we chose this topic. We chose this topic to talk about Ala Hazrat, to get blessings from the dhikr of remembering the pious, at the same time to increase our love as a Muslim. What are we doing to improve our connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we following the teachings of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam? Are we punctual in our salah? Do we follow the sunnah lifestyle? Are we nice and gentle to our parents, our loved ones? How do we behave? You know, when someone looks at us, do they see the reflection of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from our personality? And if the answer is no, then the question is, what are you doing? Why is it like that? You know, as a Muslim, we need to live our life in such a way that if someone looks at us, they say, this is Ashiq Rasul. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. please try to stay connected with Madani Channel, stay connected with Dawat Islami, because Dawat Islami, subhanallah, is that organization, this is that movement that we are blessed in our time, that, you know, when if you connect yourself with this great movement, subhanallah, this will rekindle your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart. That's something that we need to realize. The more you are involved in activities, the more you take part in the weekly ijtama, the gatherings, the more you watch Madani Channel, you know, you will be filled with love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, with focus and love, you know, try our best to, you know, improve our life, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, once he said something which was extraordinary, something that you don't normally hear from other people. What that saying is, that's something that I will share with you after the daily hadith. Let's quickly go to the daily hadith and hear the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions, because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal like for His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay in such company? The companion's superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect. Never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Rise and Shine, subhanallah, today we are talking about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman and his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Once Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi expressed, he was in you could say, in that deeply love feeling. You know, sometimes you overcome this feeling of love. He was in that, you know, feeling. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said that if someone was to split my heart into two, Allahu Akbar. You wouldn't normally say that. You don't hear anyone saying these words. But Ala Hazrat, once he was overwhelmed with the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says that if someone was to split my heart into two, then on one side, he will see La ilaha illallah engraved on that. And on the other side, he will see Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were to split my heart, you will see La ilaha illallah on one side and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the other side. What does that mean? This was an expression that he loves Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most. SubhanAllah, there's no one else, nothing else that means to him, but it is only the love and the ishq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. SubhanAllah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when you look at his life, you can see the reflection of love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not just through poetry. This was just a glimpse that we gave you early on, but it's not just the poetry. If you look at, you know, as a Muslim, that whenever, you know, you look, when you do the wider reading and you see so many things that go on around the world, and sometimes you see people saying things, you know, incorrectly, either due to misconceptions or they say due to their, you know, ignorance, so whatever you want to call it, they write wrong things about Islam and they write disrespectful words in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these things happen in every era. Even in today's era, we have these type of individuals everywhere. Yeah, you know, there's in every culture, we have such people. However, at the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, there were some people who were paid to write wrong things as a means of disrespect in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when such type of, you know, literature or paragraphs came in front of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would just, you know, we'll start crying. He just couldn't believe that how dare someone write such words in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he had so much love. He had profound love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart. He would never want to see these things. Yeah. And however, people wrote these things as misconceptions to spread, you know, misinformation about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he tackled these issues with his writing. Yeah, and he wrote those literature in the honor and dignity and love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, sometimes Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he used to, you know, deal with such matters that people, you know, other people would struggle on. However, you know, those people who used to write wrong things about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they started turning their attention towards Ala Hazrat. And they started, you know, could say the foul words and swearing and all sort of things. So there was like a, you know, could say a huge, you know, list of letters that Ala Hazrat was given, you know, from other people that had loads of like wrong words, you know, disrespectful words and swears about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And, you know, Ala Hazrat was that person, he wouldn't bother with them. He wouldn't, you know, retaliate. He wouldn't, you know, reply to these, you know, false accusations. But one thing that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi used to say during those moments, when he used to see, and people used to tell him that so-and-so person has said this about you, so-and-so person said this about you, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, the Imam of love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to say that these people, you know, they're writing all these things about me. I'm actually happy that the time that they are spending writing bad things about me, they're not saying this bad things or disrespectful words in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. SubhanAllah, just look at his style, look at his thinking. SubhanAllah, you know, these people, let them write things about me. They can write whatever they want. At least that moment, that time, when they are saying bad things to me, they're not doing any disrespect in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was Ishq-e Rasul. SubhanAllah. And that's something that we need to realize in our life as well. You know, how much do we care about the dignity and honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever we are in a gathering or in a circle, and if there's a mention about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no, how much do we know? How much do we know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much do we know about his family members, the Ahlul Bayt? How much do we know about the Sahaba? Have we studied the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There's a beautiful book, a very comprehensive book on the topic of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I want to recommend you. There's a book in Urdu language called Seerat-e-Mustafa, which is available at Maktabatul Madina, the publishing house of Dawat Islami. Also available on PDF form from the website of Dawat Islami. If you go to the books library section, you can download this book free of charge. And those who want to study in English, there's books available in English which talk about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So why don't we study these books? There's a beautiful book, one of the latest translation of Seerat-e-Mustafa in English language, which is available, especially in the UK, which is called the Life of Chosen One, which is the direct translation of Seerat-e-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something we need to realize. You know, in our life is, you know, every year we are growing, we are moving forward, we are aging in life. However, are we increasing our understanding about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, at least once we want to be in this position that we can say, Alhamdulillah, I have studied the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in a comprehensive way. You know, at least when I say comprehensive, at least, you know, there's loads of books of seerah available in the market, but something that we can read, you know, which is quite depth. For example, 800 to 900 pages in depth. There's something like that we want to be able to study. If you were to read 10 pages a day, just 10 pages a day of the book, of the seerah book, and after 30 days, that's 300 pages. If you continue this for 2 months, just 2 months, you can read a 600 page book. That's how easy it is, by just reading 10 pages a day. But the key thing is you need to read. Yeah, you need to give up something. Yeah, why don't you give up some social media time? Why don't you give up a time that where you waste, you know, a lot with your, either with your friends or your family or whatever you do. Find a slot somewhere, fit it in, half an hour, 45 minutes every day for reading about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something important. We should be able to be in a position, if someone who's not a Muslim might come to you and ask you, can you tell me about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And you should be able to be in a position where you can describe the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that person, and you feel content that, you know, you have done the dhikr of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the best way that you could have done. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, we get into a position that where we're confused. Oh, I don't know what to say. Oh yeah, I'll take you to the local scholar and he will be able to answer. No, as a Muslim, no, you need to study the life as well. We know we live in a time that, you know, generally in the mornings, when we wake up, people, they read news, they watch news, they read articles. We try to gather information of what is happening in the sports field, what is happening in the other side of the world. We read so many things. And we, you know, we could say it's like a trend that we just want to gather information. Oh, yes. You know, I've become aware that there's a zoo in Africa that had a kangaroo inside and now it's just gone loose. And, you know, there's a story about that. Oh, yes, I know that. Oh, in somewhere in Canada, there's something happened. There's a heavy snow that's, you know, affecting the traffic flow over there. So you're sitting in your own country, you're talking about different countries. You've got information about so many other areas, but the question is, does it matter? Does it matter that, you know, what is happening on the other side of the planet? Yeah. If you're in a position that who could play a role and you need to know these things, that's a different equation. But generally, you know, we need to focus on the critical thinking. We need to realize where we are heading in our life. How much reflection of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there in our life, in our lifestyle, in our thinking, in our speaking, in our gatherings? You know, how much Ishq-i Rasul can be reflected? Subhanallah, this is something that we need to ask ourselves, inshallah. We are going closer to the end of our program. Alhamdulillah, I've got a short promo to play, inshallah. So I would like to request our Madani Channel team to play that, inshallah, before we go to the closing words. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
The importance of zakat can be understood from this one fact, that it has been mentioned 32 times in the glorious Quran alongside Salah. From this, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we understand and we see the significance and importance of zakat. That wealth which needs to be given in zakat, it has been described as impure wealth of that individual. We can understand that when something impure mixes with something pure, that impure thing ruins that pure thing as well. In the same way, if your impure wealth, it mixes with your pure wealth, i.e. the amount of wealth which needs to be given in zakat is not given and it stays with the rest of your wealth, there is a fear that the rest of your wealth can be destroyed as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, to keep our wealth pure, to protect our wealth, to protect ourselves from harm and calamities, let's make this firm intention that we will calculate the full amount of zakat that is due from us and we will donate that full amount in the correct place as well. Your Dawat-e-Islami is an open book. The works of your Dawat-e-Islami are there for everyone to see. So many scholars have been produced, so many huffaz have been produced. All of this is only possible with your help. We want to increase in this work as well. So this year, when you are donating your zakat, please donate generously to your Dawat-e-Islami as well.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436-345-60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309-773-436-345-60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers of Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, today we had the opportunity to the dhikr of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, and also talk about a very important aspect of his life, which is the love, the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, indeed, and a personality who had profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we see through his literature, through his speeches, and also through his practices. Subhanallah, when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had an opportunity to sit in a gathering which was, decorated for the Mawlidun Nabi, for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in a Milad gathering, when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would sit there, even if the speeches and the discussions that take place were really long, even for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever the length was, during the whole period that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi remained in the gathering of Mawlid, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had a beautiful approach. He had a beautiful character. Subhanallah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would sit in that gathering with utmost love and respect. And he would sit there in the folded leg position as you sit in salah. Now, in the last sitting position that you say, at-tahiyyat position. Yes, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would sit there in that gathering with utmost love, because now the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being, you know, said. Therefore, he would sit there with love, with affection, yeah, with focus. When he has the chance to hear the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would sit there with out of love. Subhanallah. And that's something that we need to remember as well. Whenever there's a remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we get a chance to do the dhikr, then, you know, it's not a normal dhikr. We're talking about Aqali Salatu Islam. If it's on Madani channel, if it's a speech that you're listening to, if it's a naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam you're listening to, or inshallah in the coming months, if you take part in the Mawlid gatherings, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gatherings, then we should attend those events with so much love and affection, With so much focus that you're in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that means you need to look at your dress code. Are you wearing a moderate clothing? You know, Islamic clothing. Are you in the state of purity? Have you got wuzu? Are you clean? Are you smiling? Are you reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have you applied itr on yourself? Are you fragrant? So these are basic things. It's called, you know, if I was to pray straight to you, it's called making ihtimam. Yeah, you're preparing yourself. You're getting ready to go in the court of the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we should try our best to not just practice these beautiful habits, but also, you know, relay these to our children and our family members as well. Alhamdulillah, now we're moving to the final moments of this program. I hope you've enjoyed this topic today. Keep watching Madani Channel. Look after yourself. Stay well. May Allah Ta'ala bless you in the both worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will